Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitol, giving a microphone, dress like the $1 million, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen. Steve Harvey, why don't you join in with me? Oh,
Uh-huh. I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, got a radio show because God is in the blessing business. I just happen to be a recipient. I just happen to got a couple of things right. And man, his grace and mercy carries you the rest of the way. All you got to do is get a couple of things right, and then his grace and his mercy will take over. His favor, his love of you, it's already evident. I mean, you know, because so many times we go along without even acknowledging him or conferring with him in our decisions, and we look up and we find ourselves in a predicament, and he always comes to the rescue. He always manages to show up. He's never too late. He's never 1 minute too late. And so in light of this today, I wanted to talk to you about something. It's another principle of success that I'd like to share with everybody this morning. And once again, these are not things that you don't know or you've never heard before. These are just reminders along the way. And one of the things you have to be conscious of is don't be afraid to change. Don't be afraid to change, because change is coming anyway. See, I have a theory. Don't be afraid to change, because change is coming anyway. You know, everything changes. Nothing remains the same. Nothing. And change is inevitable. Now, you could participate in the change, or you can react to the change. Are you following me? You can participate in the change, or you can react to the change. But don't be afraid to change, because change is coming anyway. Now, what I mean by that is this. In participating in the change or reacting in the change, there is a difference. See, if you react to the change, that means the change has occurred, and now you have to make the necessary adjustments to the change. Example, the boss walks in. You think your job is good. The boss walks in and hands you a pink slip. That right there, that's a change. Now, you didn't participate in this change because you didn't ask for the pink slip. But now you got to react to the pink slip. Whenever you have to react to the change, it's an adjustment period. It almost throws you off. So change is going to come. It always does. You can participate or you can react. Or let's say your boss comes in and hands you the pink slip and you said, you know what? I've been preparing for this day. Always knew nothing lasts forever. I've been working on the sideline on a business idea I had. And I had several other applications in around town. I was just holding off to see what was going on. So when they hand you the pink slip, the transition, the adjustment you make is a lot more smoother transition, because now you just transition into your new business idea that you've been working on, or you transition into the apps you already had in, or the contacts you made, the preparation for when the day they come in and hand you the pink slip. Well, Steve, what did they surprise you with it? This is just one example I'm giving you. So, you know, let's not nitpick the message. So what I'm saying to everybody is don't be afraid to change, because change is coming anyway. So many people are stuck in a rut because of our refusal to change. I was hell bent on a certain thing going a certain way, and this is how it was going to go. Well, that I was thinking didn't really fit. Now, in my own personal experience, this may not be yours, but in my own personal experience, the things that I've had the most trouble letting go of was something I wanted. When I lined myself up with the will of God to ask God what he wanted for me, you understand, those things came a lot more easy to me. Because it was in the will of God. It was what God wanted me to do too. Okay, see, what you mean by that? Okay, here we go. When things were going wrong in relationships for me. What I did was, the biggest mistake I've ever made was, I attempted to fix what was wrong in my relationship outside of the relationship. You feel me? Okay. So I'm out there working my groove like I want to. Well, now guess what? There's a cause and effect for all of that too. Your house ain't going to get better. It can't. And then that leaves room for some other things. And so now when the change come, guess what? I got to react to it now. I got to have a reaction to it. Had I lined myself up in the will of God, the transition may have gone differently. It could have still ended the relationship, but guess what? Some of the pain I was in, I ain't had to go through. I bought a lot on myself. Sometimes you're pursuing a passion of yours. And what God really wants you to do is pursue your gift. So now you're pursuing your passion, right? You're passionate about golf. You love golf so much, you just determined. But now you done messed around. You ain't made it on the PGA Tour yet, and you 45 still talking about, I'm going to play on the PGA Tour. Really? Okay. Maybe you ain't as good as you think, or maybe you're not as gifted as you think. Maybe you're pursuing a passion. Sometimes, man, we have to change. And we have to ask God, what is his will? His will is much simpler. It's a simpler road. Not going to be easier. It's simpler. See, when I wake up now, it's simple for me to wake up because I know there are a few things that I have to do. I have to click this mic on. I have to be positive. I have to be inspirational. I have to be informative. I have to be uplifting. Got it. That's what he wants. All I got to do is sit down, close my eyes, ask God to help me be who he wants me to be. And for the most part, he tell me what to say. Now, guess what he's done, though, to create this in me? I went through enough things in my life. I had enough challenges. I made plenty of mistakes. So now, at my age, I can turn around and tell somebody listening to me, okay, this is what I did. This is a mistake I made. Maybe you see yourself in this story right here. Maybe you don't have to go this way. Or this is what I've learned about becoming successful. Here's a principle that I learned. But then guess what? I had to be unsuccessful to get it, though, didn't I? So you can't have a testimony without a test. Change is coming. It's inevitable. You can participate or you can react. I much prefer to participate in the change. All right, let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got it for you. I got it for you. If you've been waiting on it, here it is. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, period. Coldest show in the world. You have other choices. You have other things you could do in the morning. The only place you can do this here is right here. This it. This the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Bet. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, that girl out of Mississippi called Mississippi Monica. Boy, this boy right here, Kiel Spates, yeah. Learning on the job junior, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Well, yeah. Junior, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Let me just ask you something, Uncle. I know you've been you for a very long time, 65 years. You know how you is. Do you ever just want to just not be you and just start cussing everybody out? Have you ever just wanted that?
Wait.
Have I ever wanted to
just not be me and start cussing somebody out?
Yeah, just not be the celebrity Steve Harvey.
Obviously, you don't really know me.
You've been cussing. You still
apparently not.
It used to be a resolution to stop cussing.
I remember that day you tried to do it.
Yeah, I had to get
on my day.
I've given that up so many times. I don't even apologize for it no more, Junior. I don't even. Oh, I'm so sorry. No, I meant it.
Didn't we have a money jar at one time?
Yeah. We had a money jar for cussing. Now, the jar was filled after the first day. I'm just full of 20.
You tried to do it on the air, Steve, and it didn't work.
Oh, man, come on. No, I'm not. I've just decided, and that's how I am. Now, if you don't like cussing and everything and you judgmental about people who cuss, I understand where you're coming from. Don't. You don't have to cuss.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you right now, me personally, I recommend it.
Stress reliever.
It's therapeutic. Girl,
I don't have ulcers. I don't have high blood pressure, hypertension. I ain't got none of that stuff, man. I ain't got chronic illnesses. You know, I had none of that, man. I ain't bipolar. You don't have none of that. You know why? Because I lets it out.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't give it time to fester in me. I'm not sitting around. I'm not bitter. No. Yeah. I don't hold grudges. Because the moment we have the grudge, I'm going to give it to you. That way I ain't got to hold it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm living my life. And it's okay. And after this birthday right here, I'm telling you, man, I'm just more settling who I am. And if you do not like me, it's okay, man. It's okay. Most people that I discovered don't like me, I immediately start disliking their ass. And we eat. We ain't got to do this no more. Oh, man, ain't no problem. Oh, that's what we're doing? Cool.
Well, we like you, Steve. We like you a lot.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour. Yeah,
thank you, buddy.
The nephew is here with Run That Prank Back. We'll get into it right after this.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now it's time for the nephew to run that prank back.
They moved Big Mama. That's what they did. They moved Big Mama. Cat dog, if you would.
Cleaning service.
I'm trying to... Can I speak to the owner of the company?
This is he.
Is this Robert? The owner is Robert. Is this Robert?
Yes, sir. This is. This is Mr. Robert. How can I help you?
My name is Carruthers. Y'all clean my house last week.
Okay.
And when y'all moved the furniture to clean the carpet, somebody moved my grandmother off the coffee table. And she not in there no more.
Hold on 1 second for me, sir. Do you know what day did we clean your house on, sir?
Last Wednesday. Y'all cleaned my house.
You said we came to your house on Wednesday of last week. What's your address, sir?
Big Mama!
It's okay.
Big Mama! Okay? Big Mama!
Oh, sir? Hello? You said your name is Carruthers and we came to your house on Wednesday. If you don't mind, can I have your address, please?
Y'all, Big Mama.
Okay, Mr. Carruthers, listen. If your grandmother, now was your grandmother laying on the carpet? I mean, my guys don't move people, sir. We would not have.
My grandma, she was on the coffee table. Her urn was on the coffee table.
Oh,
my grandmother passed. Bethany Lane. Oh. Y'all, and somebody moved it, and now the vase is still there, but the ashes is...
Okay. I'm sorry. So you're saying that you're... Oh,
Big Mama! Big Mama!
Mr. Grubb, I am so sorry. I just lost my grandmother not too long ago, sir. I know how you feel. Now, listen. My guys would not have knocked over a vase or something like that, or they would have told me if they knocked over something. Are you sure that it was my cleaning service?
Yeah, nobody had no two different carpet cleaning services to come by in the same week, man. Y'all the only ones came by there. Y'all the ones that did it. Y'all the ones moved my grandmama. And now my grandmama gone.
Mr. Carruthers.
My grandmama gone, man.
Mr. Carruthers, I'm sorry about that, but if you would give me your address, I can confirm that that actually was my company that came by you. I apologize, sir. Sir, I'm sorry.
Big Mama! Oh, Big Mama! Big Mama, go!
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Now, can you please just give me your address, sir? Let me pull some information up in my system, and we can straighten all this out. Hold on for 1 second, please. Baby, do me a favor. Go and ask Wayne and Robert Jr. to come in here for a second. They had to be the ones to clean that man's carpet on last week. Hold on a second. Somebody knocked over his grandmama earlier. Now you know.
Big Mama!
Come in here now.
Big Mama been there. She been on that coffee table for 10 years. She been on that coffee table for 10 years. And now y'all done messed up.
Mr. Carruthers, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find out if
you know what? When I get myself together,
uh-huh.
I'm going to come down there and I'm going to kick some at that damn place of yours. You hear me?
Mr. Carruthers, now listen, I'm going to do everything that I can to help you, but now don't, you're not going to threaten me on this phone.
I just said you move my grandmama and I'm going to move your now. You hear me? I promise you, I'm going to tell everybody not to use this damn carpet cleaning service because y'all don't know what the hell
y'all doing. Hold the hell on. Now, listen. Now, it took me a long time to get my services together, sir, and we do a real good job. Now, you're not going to threaten me.
Y'all move people's grandmama. That's what y'all do. You move people's grandmama.
We have never had this kind of incident. As a matter of fact, we haven't had any incidents at all. So,
I'm
going to do everything
mama.
That I can. I'm sorry about your grandmother, sir. We're going to get everything squared away for you.
I'm going to get an ad in the newspaper and tell everybody not to use this damn service. I promise you that.
I done told you once. Now, you're not going to threaten me about my damn company no more. You understand me? You're not going to put no ad in no newspaper, and you're not going to sit there and tell me what you going to do. I done called my sons in here. I done called my nephew in here. They're the only ones that clean that god doggone carpet. Now, I'm going to find out what happened, but you're not going to threaten my company. You understand? This is how I make my living. Now, I don't know how you make your living, but this is how I make my
y'all
living.
Y'all make y'all living by moving people's grandmamas, man. You move my grandmama. My grandmama ain't on the coffee table no more.
Sir, I'm sorry that your grandma is not on your carpet table no more. Look, I'll try to find out what happened. We're going to get this fixed for you, but you got to work with me.
I'm coming down there right now to this damn office and start kicking some ass. Have your boys there and have your there too.
Now you're going to come down here. Come on, bring your come on down here right now. I'm not scared of you, man. I'm trying to help you, and you want to go off on me like that, bro? I don't give a matter of fact, come on down here right now. You won't give me even your address. I don't even know where you are. Man. I don't even know if we clean your house.
I promise you, I'm whooping your boys and your ass. Y'all done moved my grandma. You moved my grandmother, man.
Listen to me, bro. Mr. Carruthers, don't threaten me and don't threaten me about my boy. Now, that's my son. I don't take that too lightly. I will come personally to your house right now, beat your ass, and then come back and clean your house for free. Do you understand me? Don't you threaten my children, and don't you threaten me. I'm gonna get off my damn phone.
I got one more thing I want to tell you, man.
What?
Is you listening?
What is it, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, dog. Hello?
Say, hello? Say, man. Don't worry about it. That wasn't nobody. That's just Tommy, man. You ain't right, dog. Man, you ain't right. You called me, Tommy. Now you got my sons in the looking like nothing did. So I'm gonna go bust them inside their head, man. You gonna tell me what you gonna do with my company, man? You know how long it's been since I had my company started, man. You wrong for that, Tommy.
Oh, God.
You wrong, man.
Hey, man, Robert, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show player, man. I listen to y'all every morning, man.
Give it to me, people.
People, people,
people, people, people.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time for something funny. Inviting a date, Steve, back to your home is certainly a big step, you know, in the relationship when you've moved it on to that level. And as you can imagine, there are definitely things that you can do to make sure that visit leaves a lasting impression. And I'm talking about in a good way, okay? For example, for men to go to a woman's home, definite turn-ons include a nice-smelling home. Everyone likes, you know, when you walk in, the house smells good. You know, books on display, things like that. While for women, if you visit a, if we visit a man's house, we again like a nice-smelling home. Also, a man having like family photos on display, and even a doormat before you even get inside the house. So Steve, Tommy, and Junior, I have to ask you, what things turn you on and turn you off when you visit your date's home for the first time? Think back, guys.
Ooh, that hair around that sink.
You're in the bathroom already?
Yeah, when I go to the bathroom, I see all that hair on that sink. That gets on my nerves. But you owe us about leaving the toilet seat down. Get this hair up from around the sink.
That's a turn off, Junior.
Woo.
Come on, Tommy, what you got?
That pregnancy test that's in the trash can. Oh. That right there, that kind of bothered me. You know what I'm saying?
What are you in there for?
I goes in trash, medicine cabinets. I gets in all that. I want to know what's wrong with you.
All right. Come on, Steve.
back in the day. You know, I'm just thinking, you know, I like a woman's house that's clean.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that's it. That is number one for me.
And your house be clean.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
If your house nasty and I'm over here for the first time and we're looking at first impressions, my impression immediately is you nasty.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be. Yeah. I mean, if you ain't got enough sense to put your best foot forward on the first date.
First date, yeah.
So I like a woman's house who's first of all clean.
Yep. That's it.
Now, fellas, when she come over your house, she has the right to expect the same thing.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
That your house is clean.
Absolutely.
Febreze. Get a can. Go through the Febreze hide garbage smells.
Yeah.
And, you know, men have a tendency, men's house a lot of times be a little stale because men don't know.
Mm-hmm. They don't. No, you're right about that.
Here's a suggestion I have for men. If you're going to have a woman over your house, hide your medicine.
Your medicine?
Your medicine.
Just put it up.
Don't put it.
You can't explain medicine all the time.
What did you own?
Yeah, if you got any medicine, hide it. I don't care if it's Celebrex. Most people don't know what that is. Excuse me, sound real close to, you know, like VD.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Anything start with seller.
Yeah, you gotta sell it. You gotta put that up.
Claps.
Can we just say, just have a clean, good smelling house? Can we just say that?
Now you need to get the medicine to you. Because you can't explain this to people that's out of your house. Because most medicine you can't pronounce anyway.
No.
So what is this Anastasia in your cabinet?
that sounds real sick.
I don't know no damn Anastasia. I said Anastasia. Oh, that's yogurt. What?
Activia.
It's in your medicine cabinet. You don't even know what it is because you can't pronounce your own medicine.
This is crazy.
What is you taking testosterone for? That ain't none of your
business. She just coming out with a whole bunch of real bottles.
She just saw it.
What is you taking testosterone for?
And your breast is hanging, though. Yeah.
She come out there, you done bought some Chinese remedy. She come out, what is black cat? Excuse me.
Steve, didn't you say, though, that this girl you were dating was so gorgeous and you went over her house and she had roaches or something? Didn't you tell us a story about that?
Yeah, I've told that story, but I did another one time. I met this girl from Louisiana in college that was gorgeous. I didn't know how to talk to her. My brother helped me.
Oh, your older
brother.
Finally,
we went out. my brother sent me a little bit of money. I had a little money. It was a Creole restaurant, and I let her order. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy, man. This heifer ordered so much spicy food. I'm just eating, head sweating. I'm digging under my arms. I'm in there, man, purse frying so hard. So I'm dropping her off at her mama house.
Okay.
Now, my stomach was cutting up.
Uh-oh.
Now, my mama always told me,
get home.
When you got to go to the bathroom, just go home.
Boy. Yes. Lord.
Okay, this ain't nobody's house. But the girl said, my mom and them not home. Why don't you come on in for a little while? How am I going to say no?
But you got bubble guts.
You got bubble guts, though, now.
Did you ain't seen
I
her.
I heard what you said, though. I know why you went in there.
I hear what you
fine
say.
As hell. Come on in. I just said, okay, well, let me just go on in for a little while.
Uh-huh.
We sitting on the couch watching TV. I can hear my stomach.
Oh, that is
just
the worst.
Just doing flips. Uh-huh. So I said, excuse me, can I use the bathroom? She said, it's straight down the hallway, second door on the left.
Oh, God.
I go in there, and Lord have mercy.
Sorry if you're eating
the breakfast. Walls of Gibraltar.
The what?
Coming
the
down.
Walls of Gibraltar.
That's the
I done grabbed the tile rack in front of me to just try to hang on. I'm twisting the guest tile in my hand like I'm wringing it out. I done knocked the toilet tissue holder off the wall. Screws out everything.
Wait,
I done kicked over the trash can.
You can hear this, right? Yeah,
I don't hear it.
Uh-huh. You're
she couldn't, wasn't feeling what I was feeling. But I'm using the bathroom so much that it's alarming to me.
Yeah.
I've actually put more in there than I've ever put in there in my life prior to.
I think we got the picture.
You filled
we
it
got
up.
It. We got
I didn't
it.
Know. Would you, don't stop my story, Shirley. This is for Junior and Thomas.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I'm filling the bowl up. So finally I'm done, to my relief. But I'm sweating, though. I'm talking about I'm in there, man.
Is you out your shirt?
I'm talking about shirt wide open. I had unbuttoned my whole shirt. It's wide open. I had hung my pants up on the back of the door.
Because
I use the bathroom like my daddy. I always hang my pants and drawers up on the back of the door.
Come on, you're naked. You're naked.
Yeah, you don't ever use the bathroom. But I got my shirt on. But I didn't open it up because it's hot. I got just water coming down out the front. So I stand up and I flush the toilet.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm putting my clothes on, but you know how you're waiting to hear that sound?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That.
Yeah.
That's gone.
I don't hear
it.
The swoosh.
All I hear is the swirling.
Oh.
And I turn around and it's rising.
It's rising?
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm asking God not to do this to me today.
I know you're praying.
I'm asking God, not today, Lord. Part two, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Just catch up. I'm over this fine girl house, stomach toe up, then ate Creole food, 17, should have went home to use the bathroom, like sat in her house because she fine. Now I'm in here using the bathroom, and all hell done broke loose in here.
Come on,
I'm
boy.
In here naked, sitting on the toilet with just my shirt on, because I like to sit wide-legged. I like to be open and free, and I need it because I had to brace myself a couple times.
But she never came in there to knock on the door to check.
No, not yet. She coming. That's coming in the store.
Okay.
So I get up. I finally get through. But I've noticed that I put more in the bowl than ever before.
Oh, no!
So I'm a little bit concerned with their sheer volume.
Uh-huh.
So I flush the toilet as I'm putting my pants back up on me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm waiting to hear that. Goosh,
yeah.
But I don't hear it. And I look back, and it's rising.
Oh, Lord.
It's
Lord,
just going
Lord.
In a slow circle.
Oh,
so I go in, I go to my Heavenly Father.
Right.
Say, Father God.
Pray on
please,
this bowl, boy. Pray on
not
this bowl.
Not now, Lord.
Pray hard, Lord.
Stop this rising tide.
Well.
Somehow, don't let this swirl get up by the top. But he didn't hear me that day.
Yeah.
I guess it was a lesson.
It's a lesson.
So next thing I know, it's at the very top of the toilet.
Oh, my God.
And it's about to flow over.
Oh.
So now I don't know what to do.
Uh-uh.
So I look down, and it's a trash can.
Oh, man.
So I dip the trash can down in it.
Oh.
And I got a trash can full of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I pull the shower curtain back and throw it in the bathtub.
Oh, my God. What?
But here comes some more.
Oh, God.
So I had to take another trash can full of it and throw another trash can in the bathtub.
Oh,
and here comes some damn more. So now I realize they toilet is broke.
Oh, you
they toilet
realize
is broke and backed up. And it started going back down.
Oh, you
so
working,
then I say, I got to get some water and put it in here.
Yes.
So I started running water in the trash can to pour it down in there and make the water go clean.
Uh-huh.
Right,
so
right,
I finally did that.
Yeah.
And I said, thank you, Lord.
Uh-huh.
And I looked over.
Uh-huh.
The damn bathtub is trifling. So now I cut these people shower on.
Yeah.
And I'm washing down the walls,
uh-huh.
the shower curtain with the shower. The girl comes up to the door because I've been in here now about 45 minutes.
Whoa.
I'm a cleaner for a long time. So she said, you okay in there? Everything fine.
This ain't going good.
She said, it sounds like something wrong in there. Hey, get away from the door.
To get away from the door.
She said, well, okay.
It's my house.
So I'm in there. Is this too late? But I noticed they got a candle in the bathroom.
Oh.
I light it.
Oh,
I light the candle, start striking matches and running tap water.
Okay.
That's what my mom always told me. Strike some matches and run some tap water.
Uh-huh.
It'll help you get rid of odor.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm in there. But now I'm washing down shower curtains, walls, the bathtub, getting up stuff off the floor. I'm just in here. Now, you probably say, Steve, what is you washing it down with?
Yeah, that's what we're
well,
probably
wasn't
saying.
No paper towels in there.
Uh-huh.
But that towel rack that I had grabbed when I first sat down and was twisting it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They guest towels.
The pretty ones with the lace and the flowers and the
embroidery
on it.
Yeah.
Had
T's
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm washing it down with.
Not my good towels.
Now, this towel is brown. Because I can't rinse it all out. Because it would have
what color was it when it started?
Pink. They was pink.
This is awful.
Now the towels is running. I done washed all the walls down, everything. I'm in there sweating.
You working.
My ass been on a construction site.
You are
you working.
Uh-huh.
So I've been in there total about damn near an hour.
Uh-huh.
So I pull, I fasten my clothes. I look in the bathroom. I got everything up.
Oh.
But I got this big nasty ass towel, and I don't know what to do with it. So I take it, put it in the waste paper can that I've been bailing with, and stuck all that under the sink.
Okay.
Yeah.
I figure this ain't finna be good, no how. But at least when they come in here, they go, it's gonna take a moment. Because I know when you go in there, you're gonna have to say, what the hell happened here? Because I couldn't remember how the shower curtain was or none of that. And I got, I'm telling you, I got everything off.
Right, right.
So I walk down the hallway. She's sitting on the couch with an attitude.
Of course she has an attitude.
Her arms folded.
Yes.
Then she looked at me and she said, why you been in there so long?
Right.
I said, I had a little accident. Then she said, oh my God, look at you.
What was wrong?
I didn't realize.
But
when, when I was bailing all that mess into the shower, it was splashing on my pants below my knee.
God,
I ain't had time to look at this because I'm on too busy cleaning up their damn house. Now I look down, it's just specks and splash marks of mess from my knee down. My pants was trifling. I looked at her, she looked at me and she said, oh my God, look at you. What have you been doing?
What did you say?
I looked at her and said, you ain't got to talk to me like that. And walked out the front door and slammed it.
Never came back.
It ain't
went in there and got in my car, had to ride home with all my windows down. Because I stink. I smell like a skunk. Sitting in that car.
Oh, God.
And drove home. And that girl saw me on the campus next day, and all her girlfriends was looking at me. I act like I had never met her. And that was my Steve Harvey's.
Wow.
Trapped in the bathroom.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for a round of Would You Rather. Out the gate. You want to pick it blindly?
Nah, that don't work out for us.
I loved it.
It hasn't for me, that's for sure.
Nah.
All right. Would you rather work and you're cleaning up toxic waste, or would you rather work as a mortician's assistant?
Yeah, I'm going to clean up the toxic waste.
Yeah, I'm not going to do
really?
That.
Really?
I don't like dead people.
No. I'm going down that damn funeral hall. I'm not in that waste.
Too.
I'm not in that waste. I'm sorry.
You know, you talk toxic waste. They just talking about toxic material. They're not talking about like sugar, honey, iced tea. Not that. Because I have toxic waste myself.
You familiar with it?
I'm very familiar with that. So I'm accustomed to that. I deal with toxic waste every time I go in there.
Oh, gosh.
I know them here well, mine toxic.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so I'm not even going. That's not a fear of mine.
I'm just assisting the mortician, though, right?
No, I'm not cutting, vacuuming it out, nobody sucking out no guts. No. I'm not finna do none of that.
No, they ain't doing that.
No, I'm just finna glue your eyes shut, put no lipstick on you. You ain't finna do that, though.
Quit playing.
You ain't changed no clothes or nothing, huh?
No.
Same outfit
he died in. I'm gonna be the worst mortician. I'm not doing all that.
He
looks so swollen. Yeah, that's how they brought him in. Yeah, he looked decomposed. Hey, yeah, that's how they brought him in.
He got a Pepsi in his hand. Oh, he's still gonna have everything.
That's how they brought him in.
Car keys gonna be in there.
Why is all this mud under his fingernails? That's how they brought him in.
Did you even close his eyes? Though at least
eyes was open when they brought him in. We not doing all that. I'm not embalming.
Why is he at the funeral looking at us, though?
None of that. Y'all, closed casket, I told you.
The sandwich he was eating, it's going to be in his hands. It's going to be in the casket.
You are crazy. All right.
Family is here to see.
I remember when I bought him that sweatshirt. Thank you. Be grateful.
All right, one more if we can get to it quickly. Would you rather get struck by lightning or picked up by a tornado? We know what your answer is, Tom. Struck by lightning or picked up by a tornado?
Hey. Mm-hmm. Oh, my ass crossed the country.
Yeah. How far does tornado take him?
Yeah.
You don't know. Tornadoes, they are unpredictable.
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to be, but I tell you what, when you get hit by that lightning, you usually don't be right when you come to.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for Comedy Roulette. Jay, set it up quickly, please.
Comedy Roulette is each week you guys test our ability to be comedians. We're going to show you how good we are. You give us a subject, stop the wheel on any subject. We can do a riff on it. That's how good we are.
All right, Kat, you ready with the wheel? Let's go.
What you got?
These are the subjects. Number one, ice cream.
Okay, ice cream.
Number two, old music.
Oh, yeah.
Like back in the day.
Come on. Come on.
This boy.
Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, number three, how to protect the food in the fridge.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a pretty good one.
That's a good one.
Number four, I'm not the bank.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Heard that before.
Let's do that one.
Yeah. Okay, number five, sometimes I feel like slapping the mess out of you.
That's
awesome. Look at you. Give me the last two.
Yeah. All right, come on, Kat. Let's go.
Spin the wheel.
Ooh, come on, slapping. Slapping a mess out of you. Okay, how to protect the food in the fridge.
That's yours. So people don't steal it.
Uh-huh.
Easy. Very
okay,
easy.
Okay, let's go, Jay.
First one is you pick your teeth till they start bleeding, right? And then you bite your sandwich and wrap that in cellophane and shove that back in there. I'd be damned if anybody eat that.
With blood on it?
Yeah. Pick your teeth real good till they till they bleeding, right? Till they start bleeding.
Bite your sandwich.
And then bite your sandwich, wrap that in cellophane.
Ew.
See if it don't be there when you get back.
Gingivitis.
Oh, my God.
Okay, go ahead. Come on, Junior. What you got?
First of all, who fridge we talking about? There ain't nothing in mine. It's very easy to protect my fridge. I ain't got nothing in there. A better subject would have been how to put food in the fridge.
All right, tell me what you got, man.
When you really want to protect something, what I would do, get a Ziploc bag.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right, and write, let's see, where we at? We in 17. Put 1/1/17 on there. All right, January 1st, 17.
Yeah,
and then get what? And then write chitlins on the Ziploc.
Yeah.
And then write, don't throw away. Put that in the, I promise you, ain't nobody bothering
you. That's a keeper, yeah. All right, come on, Steve.
See what you got, man.
The best way to protect your sandwich at work
uh-huh.
is to put it in a cellophane and then duct tape it.
It'll get tight.
So they don't even know what it is. But duct tape the whole sandwich.
How you gonna get back in there?
The whole sandwich.
Just a brick of duct tape in there. Ain't nobody gonna open up that damn duct tape.
Duct tape goes with everything, but not food.
Yes,
so,
yes,
not food.
Duct tape.
Duct tape will protect.
So that'll protect it. Yeah.
Yeah. Put it in and let it stay in there for a long time.
All right. To protect the food in the fridge, Jay?
Oh, the best way to do it is you can put it way inside. You can put it inside. Pretty sure you smash it up.
Uh-huh.
You take your sandwich and you ball it up real tight.
Okay.
As small as you can make it, and put it and wrap it in cellophane, then stick that inside the baking soda box. Put it inside.
You got a balled up sandwich.
Balled up sandwich.
Like a nugget.
That's what I'm talking about. But it will be there when you get home.
It'll be protected.
It'll be protected. What you got?
I tell you one way to really do it. Go by the dog shelter. Get an unhappy pit bull. Leave him in the break room. when they open that door.
Yes. I like this one.
Put the foot bill on the inside.
Yeah.
Just turn the temperature down just a little bit so he can survive.
I'm going to tell you.
So he's in the fridge?
No. Put him right there in the break room. They've been walking in there gracefully because they've been eating your stuff every day.
Cool.
This going to halt that walk.
Tell me what you got.
Okay, Junior, I got to piggyback this one.
Hurry.
Because I've done this one before. My dog name is Chopper. I put it in a Ziploc bag and put Chopper's sweet treats on there. But it backfired on me because my son, Jordan, put some some Off Chopper sweet treats in there and got it all confused with my
I got one right quick.
All right,
quick.
Come on as we go, Steve.
You ready?
Come
10
on.
10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Put your whole lunch in a pamper.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, I need to help this poor child. Right now, the nephew is in the building with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what do you have for us today, sir?
Girl, I got that HPP.
HPP.
Husband Protection Program.
Whoa.
Oh.
Husband Protection Program. Let's go. Let's go, cat dog.
Good afternoon. This is Morgan.
Hi, Morgan. My name is Josh. I'm with HPP giving you a call. You are married to Mr. Sean. Am I correct?
Yes. You're with who now?
I'm with HPP. We actually pick your husband up from his job today. I wanted to give you a call.
Pick him up for what?
Okay, you're his wife, Morgan, right?
Correct.
Okay. Actually, just wanted to make sure that he's okay, and we're worried
Why
about his well-being.
Why would he not be okay? What happened?
Well, nothing's happened as of right now. We've had a conversation with him, and we've checked him out. He's definitely okay.
Okay, but why are you picking him up, though? I don't understand. Why?
All right, just calm down. Hang on a second. I got a couple questions for you. Your husband, he is about, what, 5'9", correct?
Yes.
Right, and you would agree that Sean weighs about 175 pounds. Does that sound about right?
That he weighs, yes.
Okay. Here's another question. Now, exactly, Morgan, how tall are you?
I'm 5'9 as well.
Okay. And if you don't mind, I know it's a little different type of question, but if you don't mind, how much do you weigh?
I'm like 200. Wait a minute. What is how much I weigh have to do with it? What is wrong with him, and where is he right now?
We actually have him. We have him in our custody
you
right now.
You have him where?
We have him in our custody right now.
Why?
Here at our headquarters at HPP. So
your headquarters? What is the HPP?
Ma'am, HPP is Husband Protection Program.
Husband Protection? I have never heard of such a thing. Why is he there?
Well, the problem we have, and we've been getting some actual complaints and whatnot, and not necessarily from him, but that you've been bullying your husband.
Okay, you know what? I'm at my job, and I'm going to need you to hold on 1 second so I can go in here. What did you say?
Have you and Sean had any arguments at all lately?
We're married. Have we had arguments? Of course you had arguments. What does that have to do with anything?
Have you guys had any altercations?
Any altercations?
Yes.
What kind of altercations?
Have you been bullying your husband in a physical way?
Have I been bullying him?
Have
bullying
you, have
him
been,
how?
What the
f*** are you talking about? Bullying him?
For somebody to turn in and give us...
Somebody who? 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 Because if it's him, you need to put him on the phone.
Ma'am,
if it's him, you need to let me talk to him.
I can't put him on... This is what I'm talking about.
What is
what you're
talking about? You call me at my job, turn off the freaking HPP crap, and somebody turns somebody in for some arguing. We're married. Who do you freaking know who's married and does not argue?
I understand you're mad, but it is my job to protect husbands that are getting bullied by their wives. This is not the example.
Protection for me? He is my Okay, let me speak to him.
I'm not at liberty to let you speak to him right now. What you're not going to do is bully me as well. And I see
what... Anybody trying to bully you? I want to know what going on, and why you were calling me at my job with some crap about him being at some headquarters of HPP. I don't even HPP is, never heard of HPP, and my husband is not even protected from anybody, especially not me.
It is Husband Protection Program. You've been bullying your husband. You've been using bad language with your husband.
I want to talk to him. He's my husband. When he said I do, he said I do, except whatever she says to me, whenever she says it, and however she says it, and that's what the he gets. And if he has a problem with arguing with me, he needs to stop his crap and it won't be no argument. And you tell him that.
You see, this is what we're talking about. This is why he's been picked up today and brought into our custody, so that he would be definitely protected from you.
You know what? If he needs some protection and he's in your custody now, you can keep him there. How about that?
Well, here's what we're going to do. Somebody's going to be picking you up, bringing you in, so we can have a conversation.
Somebody's picking me up and bringing me nowhere. What do you think this is?
We're bringing you in so we can have a conversation with you. let me explain something to you, ma'am. We will be bringing you in, having a conversation
with
you.
You're not bringing me in. I'm going anywhere with you.
You're going to be coming in, and you're going to do exactly what we tell you to do.
I'm not going anywhere with anybody.
Are you physically or mentally abusing your husband?
You know what? You don't have to pick me up. Tell me where you are. I will come to you. You don't have to pick me up. I will come down there. I will handle you and him at the same time. You tell me where you are.
This is what we're talking about.
Where is
I'm going to ask you a serious question. Is there some type of consequence if he doesn't listen to you?
Is there a consequence?
What are you doing? Are you treating your husband like a child? What are you doing to him?
If he's acting like a child, he's going to get treated like a child. If he has a problem with how I treat him, you talk to him about how he acts.
Let me ask you something, Ms. Morgan. What do you do for a living?
I am head of security at this building, and they about to call security on me because I'm loud in this room back here.
Oh, so you're head of security. So you know all about putting people in chokeholds and how to apprehend a person, don't you?
That is my job. Yes, I do.
So are you doing that at home?
What? I'm not going to tell you again. I don't harm that man in any way. No way. Have I ever, would I ever, nor has he me. He needs to get his behind in his car and go back to work. We have bills to pay and don't have time for this crap.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening?
You don't have nothing to say to me but that you about to put my husband on his phone and let me talk to him about this
crap. Sean, sit down. Sit down, Sean.
No, hand him the phone. Let me talk. I need to understand where the heck this
sit
is coming
from. Sit down, Sean. I got it. Let me finish the talk conversation with, okay?
No, you don't need to finish it. Let me finish with his. Put him on the phone.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I have one more thing to ask you. Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening?
Go ahead.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband, Sean. Hello?
You... Forget you.
Morgan, you there?
I don't believe this crap.
Where you at right now, man? I was worried about the people at your job. Where you at?
I'm back here in this closet, sweating like a freaking pig in heat, dripping makeup everywhere. I cannot believe this.
Oh, God, man. Okay, baby, I got to ask you, what is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You down with HPP?
You know
like
me.
Too much.
You know me.
Y'all got to give it to me now. You're down with HPP.
King of pranks.
King of
I'm trying.
From now,
okay,
from
let me
from
ask
now,
y'all
Tommy,
something.
Don't even ask me because I love it. You just ask me. You know,
bro, and I appreciate that, level. Jay. Okay. You know, I need that kind of love and support. Let me ask y'all something, though. Who is it with the, that you would, who is it that you think I can't prank? Give me that. Put me to a challenge. Obama. Who do you think I can't Obama. Prank?
Trump.
Obama.
Obama and Trump. Neither one of them.
Michael Jordan.
But give me... What?
I'm just challenging Oprah. I got challenges for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not. First of all, I'm not finna prank Miss Oprah. She's saying my
flavor.
Okay, well, you know,
Flavor Flav.
Hey,
can you
hey,
prank?
Man, what is you asking us the question for? If you don't like none of our answers,
well, I like Jordan. I could do Jordan. I could do Flavor.
Can't
light
do
skin
Tyler Perry.
Light skin. Tyler Perry. Nah, that's a scared, possibility of another job
that
right there. Yeah. That's... Why are you doing people that you know might help me? Why are you doing that?
I mean, you said you tell me who you can't prank. And if I wanted to name who you could prank, it'd be easy. Can't prank Will Packer.
Will?
Well, first of all, you ain't gonna be able to say. As soon as you say his name, he gonna know it's you.
Yeah. So give
hello,
away.
Can I speak to Will? Yeah, Tommy, what you need?
All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it's the strawberry letter for today. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here today, okay?
Strawberry Letter, that's what we have right now. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Morgan Freeman. All right, subject. I need to help this poor child. Dear Stephen Shirley, 13 years ago, I became friends with a newly married young couple at church. They have 2 children and they are good, God-fearing people with large hearts. The only problem is that they are not book smart and the wife is lacking in the common sense department too. They both speak terribly and their subject and verb agreement is always off. Their spelling is even worse. I hate to admit it, but when I first met this couple, my first impression was that they both had learning disabilities when they were younger, and that's how they met. After knowing them a while, I know that's not true. The husband never graduated from high school, and the wife just recently got her GED. We are all in a church group, and we discuss family stuff, so since it's back to school time, we were all happy to see our children going back to the classroom. All of us, except this one couple. They announced to the group that they plan to homeschool their 8-year-old this semester. Everyone in the group started looking around and we were all quiet. We left the church meeting and before I could get in my house good, I had 3 messages from people in our group telling me I had to stop them or their child would be ruined for life. Since I'm the closest one to them, they suggested I tell them. How can I tell my friend that homeschooling her child may turn her child into a little dummy? Maybe I can talk to a counselor down at the school where the child is supposed to be enrolled. Or should I mind my business, and just pray that this turns out better than we expect it to? I feel like I owe it to the child to speak up. Thoughts? Okay. Now, you know you can't tell these people how to raise and educate their children. You know you can't do that. That would cause major problems. You can only suggest to them. You can only just try to help them in some way. You say they speak terribly. They don't have much common sense or book sense. You say they're good, God-fearing people with large hearts. You said that in your letter. So hopefully these good, God-fearing people with large hearts, they will welcome your advice and your suggestions. But you can't go in there, you know, trying to take over and overstep. These are their children, not yours. Talking to the school counselor, telling the mom that the homeschooling will turn her child into a little dummy. That's very unacceptable. That's out of line, okay? As a friend, just try to help her maybe set up her homeschool procedure. You know, the processes, the things you have to go through to do that. You can contribute and help the kids read and things like that. I think the fact that the mom just recently got her GED, I think that means that she's trying to do better and she wants to do better and she wants to do better for her kids. So support her, encourage her, be a friend to her, but don't take over, get in there and, you know, yeah, you should mind your own business. Get all up in their business. She could end up resenting you and this wouldn't be good. Steve?
I disagree. So damn what? Somebody got to say these babies. Wow. Somebody need to stop this before it happens. It's 2 ignorant-ass people can't homeschool a baby.
You just said she just recently got her damn GED and her husband just got here. They farted. Now you're sitting up in here and you're sitting up here, Shirley. See, that's your problem, Shirley. You're a Christian and you always want to do the right thing. Don't stay in it. Somebody got to get in there. Last thing we need is two more of them. We got to get involved here.
Involved.
You got to say to these kids, this is not no time to be Christian. We ain't got time for that.
They're all Christian.
Listen to me. Them doggone kids. You don't know nothing. You just said they talk ignorant at the church group. You just said they ain't got good sense. Now they finna homeschool some kids. And you sitting up in here, you scared they gonna send the kids off to school and not you gonna they gonna homeschool them and turn them into little dummies. I can promise you it's already too late. Them kids is already a product of them two parents. If we don't get them babies in school, we're going to have two more of them. Your church is finna be a congregation full of little dummies. All of them sitting over there don't know nothing. You sitting up in here complaining about this lady on the thing, I tell you what you better do. You better have some little ninjas dropping in at that home school, educating them kids when the parents send them to recess or something. That's your only damn chance.
He said ninjas. Yeah.
Scared me though.
Ninja teachers.
You said up here. You said in your letter that the only problem is that they not book smart, and the wife is lacking in common sense. Damn. So you don't know nothing in books or life. What they finna tell these two kids? They both speak terribly, and their subject and verb agreement is always off.
Hold on, Steve. Hold on. We'll have part two of your response.
We're gonna talk about this subject and verb agreement is always off.
Yes. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. Subject, I need to help this poor child. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. I need to help this poor child.
Got these newlywed people at their church, and they God-fearing and large hearts. And the only problem is they not book smart, and the wife is lacking in common sense department, too. Both of them speak terribly, and their subject and verb agreement is always off. Everybody happy because kids going back to school. Everybody in the little church group celebrating except these two. They done told y'all they finna homeschool they two kids. Everybody in the group got quiet. Because they trying to figure out how is these two ignorant ass people going to homeschool these two little poor ass kids. That's what this letter's about. But let me focus on the line here. Shirley, I'm going to need your help right here because I'm going to prove to you why these parents need to send their children to school.
Okay.
Shirley?
Yes.
Because the lady says they both speak terribly and their subject and verb agreement is always off. What that means is the subject and the verb that they use in the same sentence never apply. Mm-hmm. So now, Shirley, you don't know what they're talking about, but I do. So what I want you to do, Shirley, so I can prove my point, okay, that you need to get these kids' ass up into school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be the child of these little ignorant ass parents. Now, I want you to ask me any question on any subject. Ain't got to be pertaining to a child or nothing. But I'm going to show you what it is to mean that your subject and verb don't agree and going to prove why they need to go to school. First question.
All right. What time do you have to get up to go to school today?
What that is for?
What?
See, that means, why do I have to get up on time to go to school?
Uh-huh. That's what that means.
Go ahead.
What did you get for lunch today? What do you have for lunch today?
I be finna eat mine.
I be finna eat.
I be what?
I be finna eat mine.
Ooh, that's pain.
Did you lay your clothes out to go to school tomorrow? What you gonna wear?
Clothes me to wear tomorrow?
Clothes me to wear tomorrow.
Okay, you're proving your point.
No, come on, any question. I don't care what it is. It ain't got to be school.
Oh, okay, yeah. What's your favorite TV show?
TV and media, watching up there for that thing.
What?
This evening.
Get off in there now.
Yes.
Way in there now. Uh-huh.
Just give me
a hit. Yeah. That's why they ass need to be in school. Come on.
What's your first and last name?
My last name is Foda. Foda, the first one was over with.
These kids need to get to school. Immediately.
Stupid ass need to be in school. I'm talking about don't get in these people business. You better say these damn babies. Mm-hmm. This ain't even funny. Go ahead, Shirley.
No, it's definitely not funny. Okay, so... I know. So what did you learn today when you went to church?
I for church and learned it that lesson for them. Mm.
What? How old did you say you were?
For the lesson for learned it. I learned it that the cross was up and Jesus was stuck on it.
How old did you say you were?
15.
What? The kid in this letter is 8.
This is what's going to happen if you don't get the ass in school. Two more questions.
Okay. What's your favorite food?
Pinto.
Chips and cornbread.
Oh, God.
What's that?
Chips and cornbread.
Can you spell cornbread?
Hell yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Corn bread. CORNBED. Corn bread.
Corn bed. Okay.
You don't like corn bed?
No, I like corn bread.
Oh, see, oh, you fancy.
No.
For that. Mm-hmm. You won't use all the letters in your words.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. Yeah.
That ain't for how I go for my mom and my daddy. My mom and my daddy told me school ain't that important.
I don't think they said that, did they?
My mama just got her GED and her cousin took the test for her.
See, I looked at that positively. Oh, her cousin took the test for her. All right, Steve, Shirley, you've proved your point.
That's why you got to get these kids in school.
A lot of kids that are homeschooled, though, do well.
Yeah. It's hard to listen to stupid like that.
I know.
Yeah, but my last one right there. Had with my
our homeschool went to. How you think that went?
What? You did not.
Like 2 days. Our homeschool went to. How you think that?
All right, listen, you can post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're going to do a quick, fast round of Ask the CLO, okay? All right, you can submit your questions to Steve at steveharveyfm.com. That's to the CLO. This one, Steve, is from Jewel in Norfolk, Virginia. Jewel says, I've been married for only 3 years, and my husband has one flaw that irks me. Whenever we're out, I can be in the middle of a conversation, and he's staring at a woman with a nice body walking by. He also will smile and nod his head at a woman if he gets her attention. He says he's from the South and that's how men and women greet each other. It really messes up my self-esteem when he does it. How can I get him to stop this?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I don't know how to tell you get him to stop it, but let's talk about what you just wrote in first. You said, what irks me is I could be in the middle of a conversation. Mm-hmm. What is these conversations about? Because obviously he ain't paying attention.
No.
Listen to me. I'm not saying she's doing anything wrong.
Uh-huh. She's boring.
I want y'all to just stay with me, but you boring ass conversation.
See?
And then here come this chick. Now, the other reason, and the real reason is, the reason he does it repeatedly is because there are no consequences for doing it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All it do is irk you. Mm-hmm. He has no consequences. And you being irked, guess what he done told you? I'm from the South. We gentlemen. We speaks to women.
Okay.
How you doing, ma'am?
Yeah. Is that the truth?
Hell no.
Okay. Madam.
I'm telling you, that's what he done told her. And if you ignorant enough to go with that, we from the South. Everybody on this show from the South. But we got wives, man. We can't go do that. Marjorie walking by. Marjorie from the South, too. That's the damn problem.
So that wouldn't work.
Carla from the South. That's the other damn problem. Shirley country ass from the South, because she really from Arkansas. Don't stop all this Chicago mess.
Born and raised. Thank you.
Country ass. Well, your people wasn't from Chicago.
All her people from Arkansas, and
not
she the only
my
one
people.
From Chicago.
My mom.
Well, how'd she
from
get up
Arkansas?
There?
All right, here we go with another question. This is from Sarah in Terrell, Texas. She says, I am a 44-year-old woman dating a 36-year-old man. And a woman called me recently and said she has been having unprotected sex with my man. My man acted shocked and said it's his crazy ex playing games. Needless to say, we haven't had sex since I got the call. I called his ex and invited her over so we could talk, but she swears she didn't call me. Should I keep trying to get to the bottom of this mess or tell this man to go find someone his age to play with?
You call somebody, come over.
Trying to get to the bottom of it, Steve.
Well, the lady said she didn't have sex with him.
So she's just supposed to take her word. All right, we gotta go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is a roundtable discussion today is who told on you back in the day that made you get the worst, the absolute worst behind whooping you've ever gotten in your life. Now, here's the thing. Your mama could get the news, and Junior and I talked about this. Your mama could get the news. We had no internet. We didn't have the phone.
This is true.
There was no texting. Mm-hmm. But by the time Annalee Brown got to that house off that bus, she knew everything that went down. I don't know how she knew
how
it.
How she knew it.
I have no idea. She started off like, so what you doing downtown today? I'm like, how the
How she know that?
How the hell you know I was downtown?
Wow. How you know that information? I ain't told nobody.
You're right.
I ain't told
no
nobody.
Social media.
There was no social media.
Nothing.
Right.
Well, yeah. She got it immediately, though.
Little rabbit.
Who?
Little rabbit punk ass.
Who was that?
This little. Ooh, I want to say the B word so bad.
Careful.
This little.
You can't.
B. Told Miss Patterson that I was the one that put the firecrackers in her tulips in her front yard and lit the four firecrackers and blew the damn tulips up. Little Rabbit punk ass told me. Boy, Miss Patterson went cross street, told my mama. Man, I got my ass beat.
How long was it, Unc?
How long was the whooping?
Yeah.
It felt like about 15 minutes.
Oh, now, again, I asked the question, did you do
yes.
it?
Yes.
Did
yes,
you
do yeah, it? Yeah. You know he did it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah.
I knew you did it.
What made you do that?
Like her, man, she was hateful, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, man. Like if I football rolled in the yard.
Oh, that was her.
No, no, no. You can't. You don't go on that grass. She'll go down there and get the football, take it in the house.
Oh.
And won't throw it back to y'all.
Hell no. No. Baseball go in her yard. Don't go in my yard. I tell you, mom and daddy. Then she come down here and get the baseball. And roll it down the street. Now we got to hear him get down there before we get to that gun. Damn sewer. You old evil ass helper.
He took pride in her yard, Steve.
And it wasn't that big of a yard, was it, Steve? It wasn't that big of a yard.
Yeah, she ain't there but eight tulips, but I couldn't get all eight of them lit in time. So I only could do four. I had timed it.
Oh my God!
Anybody tell on you, Shirley?
Yeah, my mom's ex-boyfriend, my mom's boyfriend at the time. Uh-huh. She was dating this man, and he was coming in to see us from the front yard. Uh-huh. And there was a phone booth not really far from my house at the time. Remember the old phone booth?
Yeah, the old phone booth. Yeah.
So my cousin and I were in there playing on the phone, like we were talking. So he went in the house and told my mom that we were in the phone booth calling some boys.
Immediate
what? Season. Yeah, and we weren't. The next thing I knew, I'm getting dragged out.
At the phone booth?
Yes. Yes. That was the first time I saw stars. I literally, my mom beat the crap
that's
out of
Jesus,
me.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. We weren't even doing that. We weren't calling boys.
You was calling boys. No, I believe you was
calling
boys.
I wasn't. That, not that time.
Not that time.
Not that time. All right, we got to go.
I got so many stories.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so guys, have you ever eaten a meal that just brought you to tears? It was so good.
Yes.
I mean, have you ever done that?
I'll tell you what's gotten close.
What?
When we were all in Paris, that baked potato. Yeah.
Ooh,
with that loaded with caviar.
Yeah, with that caviar, yes.
It had me good. So emotional.
Yes, it did.
All right, okay. Well, wait a minute.
It was so good.
Hold your tears. It was good. Hold your tears, baby. All right, here we go. So some of us have eaten a meal that has brought us to tears, or at least come close to bringing us to tears. Or maybe, who knows, it was the bill at the end of the meal that made you cry. Well, anyway, there was this elderly man in China. He's been diagnosed with an extremely rare condition. It's known as crocodile tear syndrome. I'm like, is this for real?
Yes.
You got this?
Yeah.
All right. He just started crying when
it's
he
two
eat.
Of us.
You got it too, Junior? I didn't know
that. I bit my mama oxtails, and it just happened.
It causes him to cry every time he eats. And it's ruining his social life. Doctors reported that his nerve fibers are misdirected and they interfere with his salivary glands. So when he smells or tastes food, it makes him cry. And very funny. Keep, no, it's not Nesto.
He can't keep chewing and trying. He can't keep doing the same thing. I can't just keep eating like this. I'm just going, oh, my God.
This is a man
I cry
in
doing
China.
Sex like that. I'm sorry.
We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for a round of Would You Rather. Out the gate, you want to pick it blindly?
Nah, that don't work out for us.
I loved it.
It hasn't for me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather work and you're cleaning up toxic waste, or would you rather work as a mortician's assistant?
Yeah, I'm going to clean up the toxic waste.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Really?
I don't like dead
waste.
People.
No. I'm going down that damn funeral hall. I'm not in that waste.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm not in that waste. I'm sorry.
You know, you talk toxic waste. They're just talking about toxic material. They're not talking about, like, sugar, honey, iced tea. Not that. Because I have toxic waste myself.
You familiar with it?
I'm very familiar with that. So I'm accustomed to that. I deal with toxic waste every time I go in there.
Oh, God.
I know them here well, mine toxic.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so I'm not even going. That's not a fear of mine.
I'm just assisting the mortician, though, right?
No, I'm not cutting, vacuuming out nobody, sucking out no guts. No. I'm not finna do none of that.
No,
I
ain't doing that.
No, I'm just finna glue your eyes shut, put no lipstick on you. You ain't finna do that, though, no.
Quit playing.
Man, come on. No clothes or nothing. Huh?
No.
Same outfit.
The same outfit he died in. I'm gonna be the worst mortician. I'm not doing all that. Yeah.
He looks. The family.
He looks so swollen. Yeah, that's how they brought him in. Yeah. He looked decomposed. Hey, yeah, that's how they brought him in.
He got a Pepsi in his hand. Oh, he still gonna have everything.
That's
he
how
had.
They brought him
car
in.
Keys up. Car keys gonna be in there.
Why is all this mud under his fingernails? That's how they brought him in.
Did you even close his eyes though? At least that,
he was eyes was open when they brought him in. We not doing all that. I'm not embalming.
At the funeral looking at us, though.
None of that. Y'all closed casket, I told you.
The sandwich he was eating, Uncle, gonna be in his hands, gonna be in the casket.
You are crazy. All right. Family is here to see
you. I remember when I bought him that sweatshirt. Thank you. Be grateful.
All right, one more if we can get to it quickly. Would you rather get struck by lightning or picked up by a tornado? We know what your answer is, Tommy. Struck by lightning or picked up by a tornado?
Hey. Mm-hmm. Oh, my ass crossed the country.
Yeah. How far this tornado taking me?
Yeah.
You don't know. Tornadoes, they are unpredictable.
Yeah, I don't know what that's going to be, but I tell you what, when you get hit by that lightning, you usually don't be right when you come to.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, here we are. Our last break of the day. It's been a good day. It's been a really good day. We got through it, had some fun.
Hump day.
Hump day. That used to be Steve's favorite commercial right there. That camel. All right, Steve, it's time for you to take us home with some of your closing remarks, as always.
As I've decided to do a lot since I came off my vacation, was to just try to share with you all a lot of things that I learned spiritually over my vacation. I said this is one of the most spiritual awakenings I've had ever. And I really learned a lot spiritually. And I just wanted to share with y'all because it's so many people out there who love God. It's so many people out there who know God. And it's a lot of people out there that's trying to figure out where God at. It's some people out there thinking God done forgot about them. And I just want to tell you something, that's not true. God ain't forgot about you. Somebody said one time, I keep praying for something and it don't happen. Well, wait a minute. Did it not happen the way you wanted it, or is not happening? Because usually it comes out to be not the way you want it. But if you look closely, something is in the process of being worked out. We just get impatient with the process. How many times have I done that, wanted something from God my way? And I was so focused on it happening my way that I didn't look around and realize he's actually operating and working something out. And if I would just look closely and show a little bit more gratitude instead of complaining about what I don't have my way, find out that his way is probably better than the one you got. Because see, let me tell you what loses a lot of people. You know, when things going really, really good in your life and you feel like you're blessed, then you just feel like God is smiling on you. But then life happens. You run into some rough patches on this journey. You have to understand that when you hit rough patches in your life, that God's still smiling on you. It's just that sometimes allowing these adversities that come into your life, some of your adversities are allowed because it pulls you closer to God. Some of us need adversity to get closer to God. Some of us don't understand that the adversities that we're facing in our life, sometimes they just, they seem, they're covered in a mystery. But God, everything that happens to you, if you love God like so many of you do, if you want a relationship with God like so many of you do, it ends up working out for you one way or the other. You know, you might be asking God to save, make this man do right. Well, guess what? If the man is not right for you, why would God make him do right and he ain't the one for you? Sometimes, man, you got to go through some adversity because it pushes you closer to God. It's like the other day I was talking about people get mad at people because they go to jail and they find Christ. Whoa, hold up, partner. Partner. Key word, found Christ. What difference do it make how they found him? It's not you can decide how God is found. I found God. I get sad to say this, but it's true. I get pushed closer to God when I get in the most trouble. Sad to say, but that's what's happened. I'm just now learning to stay close to him in the good times. So when the bad times come, I ain't that far away. I had to make that decision myself. So when you see God in the good times, you also got to see God's face in the hard times. Because this too shall pass. You're just going through a process. Everybody's life has to have adversity in it so you can appreciate the good times. You got to have adversity because it makes you draw closer to God. You got to have adversity because you need to become experienced at what it is you're going through. So when it happens to you again, you know how to handle it better. Because it's called life. It's just going to keep happening. And see, a lot of times, man, people, they look at things so wrong. You know, people get in their life, they get real busy bustling around and they trying to accomplish things through your own strength and your own ability. Well, let me tell you something about when you accomplish something through your own strength and ability. Sometimes you succeed rather well and other times you fail. But you don't want to miss what life is really about. And that's having a collaboration with God, man. You want to have a relationship with God so you don't get so full of yourself like all your blessings is because of something you did. You ain't did nothing. Oh, you might have worked hard, but you can't make blessings come your way. Do you know if you had the ability to do this, you know what your life would look like? And quit looking at other people and talking about, man, God, are we doing something for them? And I don't get this. And sometimes I wanted this and I get this. It's called favor. Favor ain't fair. Favor's not giving out. Favor's giving it out just because God is good. We have all benefited from favor. We've all received favor we had no business getting. That's what grace and favor is, man. Y'all, come on. So I'm just trying to get y'all to just think about it, man. Form a relationship with God, man. It really wants me to tell you that. Y'all have a great weekend, okay? We're getting close to it. Have one.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.